Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Happy Valentine's Day.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Rich, love you. No, adore you. Love you.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Brock, Del Tufo, what's up? PJ, my brother from another mother. Love you.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I love this.
Earlier on the show, Prime Video TNF analyst Ryan Fitzpatrick. Coming up, Basketball Hall of Famer Grant Hill, CBS Sports NFL analyst and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on a busy Friday going into President's Day weekend. 844-204-RICH, number to dial, getting ready for the NBA All-Star weekend, where we'll wonder if the best thing is going to be the three-point shooting contest by the end of the weekend. You know, the new format. I mean, I think I always look at Cooper, my 13-year-old, soon to be 14, as a the arbiter of whether it's going to be good or not, because he's the new target demographic coming up soon. Mm-hmm. He's like telling me, Dad, I think Shaq's going to win it. Because his team apparently has Jokic and SGA on it, and he thinks that's the best team, and he's already looked at it, and... You know, that's what he'll be talking about. Ugh. You don't like it.
I'm thoroughly uninterested.
You don't like it?
Nope. Probably, I'm going to watch probably maybe the Saturday night stuff, but...
And then the slam dunk contest, uninterested?
Mac McClung is going.
Is he going again?
Yeah, I think he's going for a three-peat. Like, great.
Why don't the players want to do it?
They don't want to get embarrassed.
What do you mean? Because they'll miss dunks, is that what you're saying?
Or lose to somebody that nobody's ever heard of?
Mac McClung?
Yeah. They don't want to be embarrassed. You make these things matter, you put a $5 million prize out there, and guess what? All the stars will do it.
It's a money thing?
For sure.
Come on.
These guys will do anything for money.
Come on.
You put a big,
I don't know.
You put a big prize pool, you do it like the World Series of Poker, put $5 million in cash right at center court, guess what? All these guys will do it.
Well, I you know what? If it requires money to get these guys to do it,
then they don't want to do it.
Then, exactly.
No one had to pay Dominique Wilkins to be in a dunk contest. No one had to pay.
Right.
Yes, but this generation has killed All-Star Weekend and the game itself. So you got to have some sort of incentive. Like, look at all the gimmicks that they've come up with for this game in the last 5 years. This generation has killed the All-Star game.
By what? By jersey swapping?
They're all friends.
Not one, like,
they don't want to play hard.
The era of Kobe waving Carmelo off the blocks because he wants to dominate somebody in the
All-Star
game.
Load management. They don't even play every game.
You know, by the way, I'm less, like, mad about that than you guys are about the load management. But, you know, we play in a fantasy basketball league, right? Right now, I have 7 out of the 16 players I have ING.
Injured.
Yes. So I can't even, like, fill the team. So what am I supposed to do? Like, I know all these guys, they're hurt, not injured, I'm telling you. And I'm normally, like, not that, I don't really get that riled up about it, but, like, come on, man. Like,
difference between pain and injury.
I'm completely with you. I'm completely with you, but I'm just assuming once this All-Star break is over, now we're going to buckle down and figure out who's making it, who's not, that it will be on the line for a lot of people, and we're going to start seeing players play.
Yeah, when
except
it counts,
Kawhi. Kawhi will never play a back-to-back night the rest of his life.
But Kawhi's one of those guys who, like, I know that there is a legitimate injury. We've seen the
is
injury.
Is it really? Because he's looking great to me.
That's fine, but like the man
when he plays.
Has an arthritic knee apparently, and that condition does not get better.
Mm.
So,
at any rate, we've got ourselves an NBA All-Star weekend coming up. We just did a great job of previewing it. I'm sure the association's very happy with that preview.
It's their own fault.
Well, congratulations.
That came from last year's All-Star game, right?
Yeah.
Because it was so bad. And that was just the way that he handed off the MVP award, correct?
Cool. Take it.
My goodness. The parade that's going down right now. Let's check on our fantasy rosters right now. We drafted a fantasy team, each of us, offensive, defensive, and a flex position of who's going to be the stars of the parade. There's Jalen Hurts right there. Love Hurts. Oh, I like it.
Great jump, man.
I like the chapeau. DJ. I like the chapeau right there.
He always
there.
Rocks that.
He's got the chapeau. Looking good. He's fresh back from Disney. Right? Saquon. We got Saquon Barkley on the parade. Let's see him. He's got his...
Bud Light goggles.
Bud Light goggles. He's being sprayed with some form of a...
Look at that.
Alcohol. Woo. Okay, so there you go. He's with the fans.
That's good. I'll take that.
He's your first overall pick.
I'll take a point there.
Reed Blankenship was the final pick of the flex position of TJ's fantasy parade team.
Yes.
Here he is being chanted with Cooper because people think he's Cooper DeJean. And he's saying, I'm Reed. Very
I'm
good.
The other one.
And I think that's C.J. Gardner-Johnson next to him with a T-shirt that we can't show or we refuse to show, or at least the guys in the back are protecting us from wanting to show because he's using the Roman numerals L-I-X to spell the word licks in a T-shirt.
Yep. Uh-huh.
An undercarriage can be serviced through the Roman numerals.
I mean, at this point, you might as well show it.
No, it's okay. Just let me handle it. TJ, let me handle the subtlety, please.
I'll handle the subtlety.
I say that to the author of a That's What She Said book.
I'll just shut up.
No, I'm not saying that.
See how that feels?
What does that
mean?
Sorry,
Jason, I'll do that to you again.
Okay. No, that wasn't me. That was
him. Anything else from the parade right now? That's all we have. So right now,
there are some dudes out there like slapping five with the crowd, walking by.
Is Jason Kelce not there? Did I waste a pick?
Haven't seen him yet.
I wasted a pick. He's my flex.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson is on the rails next to fans. He appears to be spanking a fake horse that he's riding.
Okay.
giving high fives.
I think I'm going to win.
You're ahead with that pick, I think, has been the number one.
And is Cam Jurgens anywhere?
Haven't seen any Cam yet.
Looks like one of those nice
days. Who's the commissioner? Who's judging this?
Looks like all of us together.
Yeah, we're just a collective.
I think it's
a beautiful day.
Looks
in
like one of those northeast days where there's not a cloud in the sky and it's probably like 30 degrees.
And
you can wear your jacket a little open.
Oh, there's Big Dom. None of us took Big Dom.
I almost did.
I
just thought to myself, that there's no way he's going to get rowdy.
Well, he's kind of protecting Jalen Hurts right now.
Yeah.
Hurts is walking down the street. And Big Dom is right behind
him. With the trophy.
Yep. Big Dom. And that's him in the white hat.
Got in trouble. The first time I ever got in trouble on SportsCenter was when The first time. Yes.
Meaning there were multiple.
Yes.
Got it.
There were times when I've got called into an office to say, what were you saying? What were you thinking?
I mean, it's 2 a.m. You got to, keep yourself
entertained. Yeah, I know that. But the first time. I ran into trouble was during the coverage of the Broncos parade. I forget which one, because there were two of them. And Pat Bolin was riding in a convertible, open top, in the parade, Lombardi in one hand, and to his right was his wife, who was much younger than he. And I scripted. That's, again, my problem. Is I scripted it. I put it in writing. I should have just said it. And that way I would also have the backs of my producers who checkmarked it.
Right.
Because they didn't see the video. I just saw the video and I wrote it down. There's Pat Bowlen with his trophy. That's what I said.
Accurate.
Well, some people, I think, read into the double meaning.
Oh.
And complained. And I got called into an office.
Who complained?
I don't.
Have we ever sussed that out?
I found out eventually who did. And there were some people who thought I was being misogynistic or objectifying.
Like they were telling on themselves.
And I was saying, again, the best way to get through that sort of stuff is to say, what inaccuracy did I put out there? Like, what was wrong? There he was holding the Lombardi. That's what I was referring to. What were you referring to? That sort of.
Yeah, you spin it back on that.
Yeah, it didn't work for me. So I stopped scripting things. It's what I learned a long time ago. You know, just don't script it. Just say it.
Just say it.
And ask for forgiveness. Thank goodness I'm still here. Thank goodness I'm still here. 844-204-RICH, number to dial on the program. Hey, let's talk about the team in the NFC East with a chance to scare the Eagles a little bit next year. Let's talk about it. Because you got your G-men who made news yesterday saying they're going to sell 10% of the team. Do you see that? Well, you're going to put 10% of team up for sale?
Well, the league passed this rule now allowing the...
Hey, and everybody thinks that they're going to make more for their 10% than the... Didn't Jeffrey Lurie this year is... Part of this Super Bowl run sold a piece of his team that the percentage of the piece that he sold for the team was more than what he bought the team for 100% of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's the Giants. They're making that move. We're wondering if they're going to get their quarterback in the draft. And could this be the new Jaden Daniels with Malik Nabers? Right. I'm trying to paint as rosy possible picture. The Commanders, as we all know, was the team closest. And then there's T.J. Jefferson's Dallas Cowboys. And the crazy talk of the Super Bowl, the crazy, crazy talk of the Super Bowl, was that they would actually wait to sign Micah Parsons in the same way that they've waited to sign Dak Prescott and waited to sign CeeDee Lamb, and that they would take this thing through the summer, and then once the training camp hit, actually consider trading Micah Parsons or go into free agency and before anything goes down, trade him then and take the massive haul of draft choices and utilize them in this year's draft. I just think it's nuts to consider trading Micah Parsons by any stretch of the imagination. And Micah Parsons said this very week, just yesterday in a public appearance, that there's a plan in place. TJ, there's a plan in place.
Yes.
He has spoken with Jerry Jones, and there is a plan in place.
Okay.
To have conversations. We're planning to chat. And also, Micah had this to say about the state of the union. He gave a sort of a state of the union address on the approach to free agency he's looking for. I don't want to sit back and just watch other people build and build and build, and I, meaning we, stay the same. So we definitely need some call to action. Mm-hmm. I want to see us be aggressive, and I want to see us get us players that's going to help us, that's going to come in and make an impact. And I want to see us bring back our own players that are just as important. Let's see what we can do there. There's been a new wave in the NFL. You saw it with the Rams. They drafted some of those guys. You can't always hit like that. You know what I mean? The Niners went and got Javon Hargrave, and they went and got some impactful players on their side. There's some success to it. You look at Philly and how they went and got Saquon and how they went and got Zach as in Bond. Everyone doesn't need a max deal. There are great quality players that can do 1 year or 2 year deals. Obviously, we've seen that this year. There's been a trend. which makes total complete sense, which is exactly
why Dallas won't do it.
What are it's doing? Exactly
like, come on.
What I thought they should have done last year. That is exactly what I think the Cowboys should do. Be smart. Get those 1 or 2 year players. Get yourself your Zach Bond. Obviously, there's very easier said than done there. But go ahead and do it. Who wants to play with Dallas? Who wants to play with Micah and CD and Dak? I guarantee you there's a lot of people that would love to do that.
Trade 2 number ones, 3 number ones, hell, 5 number ones in Cleveland for Myles Garrett. Don't care. Get it done.
You know, 3 is the only the max that three. You could do.
Well, I mean, look, rules are meant to be broken.
That's
okay.
True.
Contracts
Jerry
are meant to be
Jerry does make
broken.
Up a lot of them.
You know.
But that's the whole point is there's ways to do what Micah is saying.
If you want to be successful.
That the Cowboys did not do last year. And the question is, will they do it differently this year? Unless they can't, because the man on the screen waited too long to sign Dak and CD.
Well, the thing, Rich, with CD is he didn't even take the max. Like, he took a little less. He said it being the top paid wide receiver wasn't a priority. So here's a guy who saved them some money, and they still didn't do anything.
That's right around the corner, guys. Will they do? I mean, Micah Parsons quoted on the Cowboys website, DallasCowboys.com.
Maybe he should be the GM. Because that sounds like a plan. You know, we talked, another guy in charge said he had, he didn't have a plan, but he had an idea of a plan or something like that.
Yes.
And he got over. Micah has an idea of a plan.
Well, I guess the Joneses would probably push back and say, well, who and how much and where does that fit in here? And how much are you willing to let us do that by not saying you want Nick Bosa money?
He's already said
or
he's
Justin Jefferson money.
Willing to not take the max, from what I understand. So.
You all right over there? Everything good?
Like I said, 12 months.
What do you mean?
They're on the clock.
Who's on the clock?
The Dallas Cowboys. I'm not going through that. Rich, for as long, for God willing, you keep me on this show for as long as you're on it.
Done.
And the thing is, I don't want to have to go through this Groundhog Day for the rest of my life on this show. Like, it's just, it gets old, personally. Well, I don't want to have to keep, like, we got the richest owner in sports. We should be fantastic, and we don't care. We're not serious about winning football games.
Well,
I see our hated rivals succeed.
Yes.
They're the blueprint. Do what the Eagles are doing, but they won't.
Well, guess what, TJ? We have actual paperwork for this sort of thing.
Okay.
I have a manila envelope.
If you're talking contract, I already have a contract.
No.
This is better.
It's not manila. Whatever this folder is, I got a folder here. And it is an actual certificate that is a release of fandom presented to TJ Jefferson from the Dallas Cowboys 2025-2026 season. And it's got the seal of approval of Rich Eisen Consulting. Here it is. By the way, excellent cardstock. And you can thank Jay Felly for coming up with this idea and actually doing it. Would you sign this right now, TJ?
No. Because I already said, well, 2025 is this year.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to keep this right here.
You're giving them one more year. Is that what you're telling us?
You will not sign this.
I've completely said that.
Okay.
You will not sign this certificate. You're released. No, you'll be released of fandom.
I'm going to see what kind of moves they make. I'm going to see how the season turns out. And if it's not up to my liking, I'm going to become the Rob Lowe of the NFL. I'm just going to be a fan.
What if it's end of April and free agency was a total bust like last year?
They do nothing.
Draft was draft is like, you know, a bunch of guy, lime, unsexy. Then will you reconsider?
Yeah,
maybe post-draft?
No, I said I'd give it a year.
Okay.
So we don't need to keep showing this certificate for the next several weeks and months.
Oh, I love that certificate.
No. It's great, though, Feller. I'd love, like, we'll have a talk, you and I.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
You know. Wow. Feller's always trying to, like,
here's what I'm going to do.
You know, nudge me on the DL. And, you know, why would you do that to me, Jay?
Yeah, we have the notarized stamp.
Jay Felly is a notary.
Self-proclaim myself as the RES consulting.
Oh, there it is. You're approved by Jay Felly.
Yeah, approved by Jay.
Oh, great. That is a very nice seal.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, you have multiple seals over there, right? Do you have more seals?
I do.
And potentially,
Chris.
So should we make up Sixers certificate? Clippers certificate?
Yeah, Clippers, Sixers, Penn State.
You have multiple seals. There's three more.
Lots. We're ready to go.
Should we make up any more certificates?
No.
Florida State, you should definitely get rid of.
This is placed on my desk today with this post-it note that says, just in case, Jay Felly.
Oh, now you're ratting me out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I'm not ratting you out. You put your name on her certificate seal.
That's fair.
You've approved it. There it is.
You're an authorized notary.
You gave yourself the title of official notary of RES Consulting.
All right. I'm here for you.
Is he even part of RES Consulting? I thought
Us
three and Mike. You know what I mean? That's what I thought.
The best thing about us.
Yeah, it's about us.
It's about us. And just because Del Tufo is now on the every other day plan.
Every other day plan.
Jay was in the Super Bowl Open.
I mean, that's true.
That squirrel found that nut.
He got his line cut.
All right, so you're not going to sign that. You know what? I'm going to keep it here just in case. And here's what I'm also going to do.
Let's not keep bringing it up for the next whole offseason because that's going to get old.
The only way it could get old.
You.
Yeah, but then I just won't respond to it, and it won't be funny.
We can dust off the Jerry Jones as Jerry Lewis telethon host, right?
Last year, every single time
they actually signed somebody, we played a timpani and then put it up on the tote board.
Well, we didn't sign anyone. That was the whole joke.
No, you eventually did. Eric Kendricks, right?
That was the whole joke that they didn't do anything on the offseason, and yet.
Well, Micah gave the blueprint, pal.
We'll see if somebody reads it.
Here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it in the drawer next to me, and unfortunately,
put it in the trash.
I won't do that. I'm not going to do that.
I'll put it in the trash.
We've also reached this moment on the program is that this 2024 schedule laminate that TJ put together.
Time to throw it out.
It's not throwing it out. I'm putting it away.
Just file it away.
I got mine, too.
It's on the desk. Right.
Yeah. I tried to write on it with a pencil. It did not work.
Bummer.
Not Patricia.
You can't write with pencil on it.
Season's over. 202 days till the start of the season.
I can't believe every one of these games has been played.
Over. All played.
Done.
And then 13 playoff games. Gone.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, when you brought this to us, we were like, look what we have to look forward to. And now it's just over, man.
Well, here's what we have to look forward to. And it's right here in my desk drawer. And this certificate that is unsigned at the moment of
a
release of Fandom. By the way, an excellent card stock. Listen.
Where'd you get the card stock?
Very nice. It was not flimsy at all.
It's so good.
With the
professional.
The special seal of approval.
Yeah. Amazing.
What you have to do is every time you're in for Del Tufo, you have to bring your notary kit.
Oh, it's here. We got it.
Oh. Okay. Oh, we got it.
Is there a notary for Rich to release his Jets fandom? Should we have one of those?
Sure. Why not?
If he gives up the Jets, will you give up the Cowboys?
No, because the thing is, like I said, in his lifetime, his team's never won. At least I've got a little something.
I will sign that. If I'm calling the Jets game in London, I'll sign that before it, so I don't hear the crap that I got from Vikings fans thinking I was rooting for the Jets.
Oh yeah, it'll go away for sure.
Hey folks, when I call a game, I am rooting for to change the overtime rules to allow a second one because I don't want to leave.
I don't want
a tight game. I want memories. I want to nail the moment. I want to live in the moment. I do not care who wins a game that I'm calling, period.
The thing is, if people don't believe Joe Buck, they're definitely not going to believe that from you. So,
why? Because Joe Buck's a liar. What? Is this someone?
What?
No, I'm just...
How dare you?
Obviously kidding. Obviously kidding.
Joe Buck on line three.
My favorite Joe Buck story is when he was getting ripped for rooting for the Yankees and Red Sox in a game that was on Fox.
Right. And it wasn't him?
He tweets out, I'm not calling the game.
It wasn't him.
He responded to somebody saying, I'm not calling this game.
I'm at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to show you, I don't care. I'm not there.
Don't care.
Like it rhymed. All right.
Joe gets some unnecessary.
Pop it up. Pop it up. Let's see. There it is. Zero at moment. At the moment. There you go. No new Cowboys. We'll see how long it stays at zero. Because Micah Parsons, number 11, has said, let's not keep it at zero this year.
What are we, like 3 weeks away from free agency?
Oh, maybe. We are at 2 weeks from today.
Oh, wait. It's the
2 weeks from today, there's on-field drills at the Combine. It's day two of on-field drills at the Combine. 2 weeks from today.
Four weeks from the
And then, yes. Then comes franchise tagging and stuff like that. It's right around the corner.
It's going to be here.
It's all happening.
So it fast. Is. All right. We'll take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. As of right now, we have a new paperwork still unsigned. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax, and they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else. All from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila! Your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions, so you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Major news for the Rich Eisen Show, Eagles Parade Fantasy League.
Uh-oh.
My flex has been spotted at the parade. I knew it. I knew it. And he's got, I mean, by the way, the beer can in his hand looks like it's one of those mini bottles you get on a plane, right?
Yeah, there was no chance he was not going to be there.
Yeah, but he's not. You thought
What do you mean?
Yeah, but you thought he was going to be on a float or something.
That's just the start right now. Are you kidding me?
He's walking down the street.
He's just walking down the street. Yet.
He's having his coffee.
Oh, he's not speaking. He's not on the team.
He's emeritus. What are you talking about? He is emeritus.
So, Chris, you mean to tell me if the Patriots win another Super Bowl,
yeah,
and Brady
can't talk.
Just,
he can't talk.
Like, no, you're not on the team.
Gronk,
you can't.
No, they can't. They're not on the team.
Oh, okay. My God.
All right.
Then it becomes about him, and now he overshadows everyone else who actually played this season and won the Super Bowl.
So maybe you won't talk, but you don't think he will be. You don't think he's going to be on the podium? You don't think he'll start it?
Then it becomes about him.
No, it doesn't. It's about Philadelphia, Chris.
All right, I'm done. I've said my piece about
this.
He
has said his piece.
He's not that type of guy. Well, I mean, I don't know. He's been everywhere this year, but.
Hey, CJ Gardner-Johnson, Jason Kelce, and Cam Jurgens. I'm in. Cam Jurgens might be the weakest link of my fantasy.
Yeah, I didn't think Jurgens doesn't seem like the type to get two out. But these linemen, when you get those big boys going, who knows?
Mailata, I thought that was going to be a pick that I would.
I'm still
it was
expecting
tough for me to
something
beat.
Like, I don't know, him shotgunning a keg or a beer.
A keg.
He's just like, take that right to the face.
Oh, quite a party trick. By the way,
I haven't even spent a second
that would be
on Mekhi Becton being a Super Bowl champion wearing green, and it's not with the Jets. Don't even get me started.
Sign that paper, bro.
I'm stuck.
Switch positions.
Where is it? Where's the piece of paper? Exactly. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. JC in Traverse City, Michigan. What a beautiful part of our country that spot is. What's up, JC?
Rich, how's it going, man?
What's going on?
Great to have you be back on the air with you.
Thank you. Thanks for joining. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I heard you mention a couple of times that Tom Brady pulled a page from George Steinbrenner and the infamous Drew Henson move when he signed that great quarterback to a Yankees contract.
Mm-hmm.
And it took Brady a long time to pay him back and grab Chip Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, Steinbrenner, a big Ohio guy. I'm imagining he was a monster Buckeye fan, George Steinbrenner. I bet he was. But yeah, man, Chip Kelly, bring him in, helps you out, defrays Ohio State. It's a brilliant move.
You think that Kelly is good enough to be back in the pros running an offense?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a great choice. I think it's a terrific choice. And guess what? If he wants to be the HC down the road, 5-6 years down the road. I mean, that would you. I know the first time it didn't work out in Philadelphia, and then getting one and done in San Francisco.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's worth a shot. That's for sure. Certainly, when your coach is getting hired late in the process, and Chip Kelly can be brought in as your OC. The issue is JC, and thanks for the call. Appreciate it. The issue is who's the quarterback going to be there?
Yeah.
Who's he going to be? Quarterback room. Shedeur Sanders, Russell Wilson. Let's go.
That's pretty fun.
You take it.
That's pretty fun. If you're a Raider fan, Jay, you are, you'd sign for that, I think.
Right?
Yeah. I think we're headed the right way.
I agree. I love the hire of Pete. I think it's great. And they keep Patrick Graham in the DC. Keep Max Crosby happy.
Yep.
Stick him next to Christian Wilkins. You know, trade for Myles Garrett. Here we go.
That'd be amazing.
Trade for Myles Garrett. Ooh, that's fun.
Just need a quarterback, though.
You'd have to give up that number 6 pick.
I think you do.
So then it's Russell Wilson starting at quarterback.
You're not great. You're not giving up 6, though.
I don't love that.
They're not doing that.
I don't love that. There's a chance Shedeur could drop to you. So,
absolutely.
At 6.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I agree. Again, Shedeur Sanders, taller than you think.
Oh,
bigger than you think.
Bigger than you think.
No doubt. No doubt. We saw that firsthand walking around Radio Row on Friday when he was
there. Bigger than you think.
Bigger than you think.
And, you know, right after we interviewed, you know, Prime last week, Chris and I kind of got to chat with him a little bit about Shedeur, man. And, you know, it showed before, during the interview, but the fatherly pride when we brought up both of his kids, man, it was just really cool just to see and have that moment with Dion where he's just very proud of his kids and, you know, just doubled down on the fact that they're both hard workers, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, they're there to put in the work. So
it's a Friday. You ready to do it? Chris Brockman, it's a What's More Likely. Hit it. Go for it.
What?
What's More Likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher, what do you got over there?
Hey, guys. Happy Valentine's Day. Good to see
you. Same to you.
Everybody good?
Everything's
you're going to notice a little bit of theme with this one, okay? See if you can pick up on it. Okay. More likely, Final Four participant this year who had their heart broken to get it healed next season, Bills or Commanders.
I'm going to go Bills. Not
because, wow.
Yeah.
Because.
I don't know.
Were you that stunned?
That was great. That was great. I'm going to go Bills because the Commanders didn't have their hearts broken. That was house money they were playing with right there.
They got smoked.
I know.
They had their heart
Bills
ripped out
are the
stopped.
Ones who had their hearts broken because it's the Chiefs again in Arrowhead again.
They can't beat the Chiefs.
They had a chance to knock off the Chiefs again after beating them in the regular season again and couldn't do it in the playoffs again.
And you're wondering, the Chiefs don't make it next year.
And the Bills are wondering and their fans are wondering, what do they got to do again? So that's heartbreak.
All right.
That's heartbreak. Not what the Commanders just arrived way earlier than expected. And that was house money. And they were already ecstatic. And they know the page is turned. And Dan Snyder is as bitter as ever. And they're as happy as ever. And that makes everyone there happy. So that's not needing much mending. The Bills need mending from a broken heart.
All right, fair.
Chris, what else?
Guys, who's more likely to find love in a Super Bowl win next season?
Oh, okay.
Either the Eagles or Chiefs or any other 2024 playoff team.
So you're saying...
Who wins the Super Bowl next year? Play along. Come on now.
No, you're saying so the Eagles and...
Is it more likely the Eagles or Chiefs win next year?
Or the field.
Or any of the playoff teams.
Of the playoff teams. Hmm. Oh, man.
Giving you Lions, giving you Bills, giving you Ravens.
Commanders.
Chargers. Commanders.
Texans. Packers. I'll take the field.
No repeat.
I'll take the field. Throw the Niners in the mix, too, and you got me.
Well, they're not in the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs.
I understand that. Can we throw the Niners in that mix?
Absolutely not.
What about the Cowboys? Since they're very close.
Because it says 2024 playoff team.
I mean, it's right there in black print.
I mean, he does have a point.
Onward.
More likely 8-9 lonely hearted team from last year to be strutting their stuff in 2025.
We're not even eligible for this one.
Colts or Commanders? Sorry, Colts or Cardinals?
Colts or Cardinals?
I can't read.
Okay.
What you wrote.
After you said you wrote it, and you're like, look at the screen.
Colts or Cardinals? They were both 8-9.
I'll go Cardinals.
Who makes the leap?
I like it. I like the Cardinals. They like Gannon, man. I enjoyed talking to him when we were Zooming with him before the game.
Kyler Murray, sneaky trade candidate, though.
And there's stuff.
Really?
There's,
have you heard that?
I'm starting
that
rumor.
Saying that every year. No.
There was a turn awards from yesterday. Listen, out of nowhere.
It could have been today.
Let me just say this. For anybody who might be thinking there's something going on underneath the surface, why would any team move on from their quarterback now when the draft isn't all that deep in the quarterback spot and the quarterback spot free agency isn't all that? Why would you willingly start from scratch now?
You're starting the tank.
For Arch. Okay.
And my boat.
Yeah.
I'll sign that sheet next year. Okay.
That's it. Speaking of iceberg, there's being a tip and something underneath. Pat was onto something talking about the Colts because they didn't push back too much on what McAfee had to say.
Agreed.
So I'll take the Cardinals.
Okay.
What else?
More likely to be more roses in the bouquet. Trades in the top 10 of the upcoming draft, or Colorado players taken in the top 10.
I thought you were going to say this.
So what he's saying,
next flowers that Kat sends me. I thought that was going to be.
What he's saying
what's a higher number?
Will there be more than two trades in the top 10 of the
that is what I'm
upcoming
saying.
NFL draft?
Way to read between the lines, Rich.
By the way, you know what helps me in this sort of stuff is doing math homework with Taylor, you know, because you have to figure out what the math problem is based on the language that they throw there. Sure. And then it becomes easier.
It becomes easier.
The toughest part is deciphering what the problem you're being asked to solve is.
I had this idea driving in this morning.
Okay. By the way, great forethought.
Thank you.
So I'll go top 10 drafts.
Trades,
yeah. I'll say there'll be more than two.
Okay.
Because obviously Shador is not slipping out of the top 10.
Nope. And Travis, obviously. That's two.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. What else?
More likely to be the Steelers' true love at quarterback next year.
Oh, my God.
Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
More like I kind of dig that one too.
I just don't see Rodgers either playing or working with the Steelers.
Why?
I don't know, man. I don't know if that's a fit.
Yeah, good run game.
Did we think Russell Wilson was going to be a fit there too?
Yeah, but we're talking more about on-field stuff. You know, there's other elements.
You know, I'll go Justin Fields.
You know what I'm saying, Chris.
I feel what you're saying. Is it more likely, guys, that Miles Garrett's flame stays burning in Cleveland or Micah Parsons' roses die in Dallas?
Ooh.
I'm throwing your one to Tom yesterday back at you.
I'll say it's more likely Micah's rose dies in Dallas because that's the crazy stuff that you don't know. We already know about the crazy stuff that we already know, and that Miles Garrett looked us directly in the face with the Lombardi Trophy sitting right in front of him on our set and said, it's over. So crazier things have happened where they can basically say to him, too bad. And then it would force an even crazier standoff. But Micah Parsons saying there's a plan to actually have a conversation about keeping him in Dallas, and him also saying I need to see some action in free agency. What if there's no action in free agency? What if it's the same thing again?
Oh,
and now
gosh.
He basically gave a roadmap about what needs to be done here. Because in the same way that Burrow is saying, hey, the Eagles are paying everybody, it seems like that's the way to go. Mm-hmm. So why don't you keep T. Higgins, Mike Brown? Why don't you rip open that Velcro wallet? I'll help you put more money in that with whatever, you know, back end of the cocktail napkin deal we need to make for my contract to give you more cap room. I'll do that.
So were you saying that happened?
And in the same way that Mike is saying, look at the Eagles. There's a lot of big name players saying, look what the Eagles are doing. And their teams aren't doing that. So I'll just say, Cowboys do nothing in free agency again, or very next to nothing, and Mike is like, what gives? What else, Chris?
Who will have fewer candy in their box this coming year? Ashton Gentry's draft slot or Lakers-Clippers combined playoff seed?
So you're saying...
You got to do a little math here.
Lakers-Clippers combined playoff seed right now is 11?
Lakers
are 5 and Clippers are 6.
Correct.
So you're saying, is Ashton Gentry's draft position going to be greater or less than the combined seedings of the two Los Angeles basketball teams?
We're on the same page, buddy.
And I will say the Lakers, does Kawhi play after the All-Star break?
I mean, you know, every other game.
More than twice in a week? Does he actually play 3 games in a week?
Well, the great thing is the games
that
Kawhi doesn't play, Ben Simmons will play and vice versa. So one of them will be there every game,
together. I like the way he looked last night, by the way.
Sure, and we'll see him in, you know, a week.
By the way, this number could get to 8, maybe?
I know that.
9?
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to improve, say that they're going to. That's why I asked how many games Kawhi plays. This is a method to my madness. I'll go Lakers Clippers combined playoff seed will be less than Ashton Gentry's draft position.
Because it's 12
I understand
at the highest,
saying.
Right?
Yep.
And it doesn't get by Dallas?
Right.
Okay, great.
Right. Are we in agreement they're both making it?
All right, we'll get one more.
Yeah, well, they're both
one
making
more,
it.
One more. Guys, is it more likely Travis Kelce stays in his marriage with the Chiefs takes his love to the next level with Taylor Swift?
I'm going to say, I'll say both.
That's, come on.
Okay.
he frowns upon that.
I mean, what do I know? I just want him to be happy.
What do we know about any of these?
Remember what I said yesterday? We're just all speculating.
Nobody knows.
I'll just say, listen, he stays in his marriage with the Chiefs. You're saying he comes back, right?
I'm saying comes back.
Comes
back next year, proposes to Taylor Swift.
Right. I think, you know, but it'll be Chiefs first, happens in that regard, and then he he does get married. How does that sound?
Wow. That sounds great. Happy Valentine's Day.
I can't believe you just had a Valentine's Day themed edition of What's More Likely, and you did not include Jordan Love at all. Kind of crazy.
Not worthy of it.
Ha! There you go. Not even Xavier worthy of it. Okay.
Hey, look at you.
Let's get a sports update from Rich Ackerman here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
No one knows music like Rolling Stone. Senior writer Brian Hyatt talks the biggest music news from the biggest stars.
Almost everyone is teaming up on Drake. It's like Drake versus the world.
Yeah.
You first met Prince, you were driving for him before you were drumming for him.
That's correct.
Stevie Wonder!
You kind of have to understand how Stevie began.
White Radio. That's where the money was. That's where it still is. You know what I'm saying?
Rolling Stone Music Now. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
What's your favorite Morgan Freeman movie?
What's my...
What's your choices. Favorite Morgan Freeman movie?
Give him the choices.
Shawshank Redemption, Seven, Unforgiven, Driving Miss Daisy, Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Those.
All of them. Not one? Got to pick one.
I got to pick one.
Got to pick one. Life's about making decisions, Morgan.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Why did you choose that one?
So far away from me.
Is that right?
Yeah, I see that character when I look at the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, I just see me. You know what I'm saying?
Huh. So you became someone else?
Wait a minute.
Okay.
A bit of a caveat here.
Okay.
Because Clint Eastwood, being one of my favorite directors and acting partners, Million Dollar Baby was pretty good.
Well, I mean, you won the Oscar for that one, for Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, that's right.
That is true. Although Unforgiven, to me, I've been talking about it the last 2 hours. That's a perfect movie, Morgan.
Perfect movie.
I mean, from beginning to end, what was it like working with Gene Hackman in that film?
Gene is... I don't know. Actors, the good actors are just very interesting people to be on stage with. And Gene's one of the masters. He's so believable. We had a scene in Unforgiven where he had me tied to the bars in the jail, mm-hmm. and he was beating me mm-hmm. and questioning me. And he came up in one scene and whispered in my ear, "I'm going to ask you some questions. Same questions that I asked whoever that was. Mm-hmm. And if your answers don't match up, I'm going to hurt you." Believed him.
Because I think he said, "And not just a little bit."
No.
"And I'm not going to hurt you, not just a little
just
bit."
Not just a little bit. Yeah, I please.
For a split second, you thought maybe he's actually going to do that. I just love that movie.
Clint's one of my favorite people. You know, I mean, work wise.
Oh man, You know what we also need to cut up at some point, too, is Deion Sanders sitting in this chair and Morgan Freeman came back.
He did.
Yeah.
True. And Deion interviewed Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I mean, that's so great. And speaking of Shawshank Redemption, Clancy Brown's coming back in studio next week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He was also in The Penguin. Did you guys watch The Penguin?
I've not I've heard got it's to amazing. The Penguin yet, but I hear it's
I've heard
awesome.
It's so good.
It's excellent.
It's great.
It is. You liked it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is great.
Yeah, I heard that.
You know, it was excellent. So Clancy Brown's in studio next week, which is outstanding. Very excited about that. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Hyundai wants to let you know that they are there for you with advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. Because Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006. Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I heard this correct. That's right. The Boston Red Sox just offered Alex Bregman another opt-out, and he's opting in to opting out in between two opt-outs of his three-year contract.
I'm starting to feel bad for you, man. It's gotten so bad as a Yankee fan. All you have are jokes.
Here he comes. I feel sorry for you. They're waving Alex Bregman around. I'm coming around third, going home. Wait a minute. He's opting out.
I'm going to have to give Cooper a call and pitch him on coming back to Boston.
Please. That ain't happening.
He'll know better. He'll see a World Series title
before. Is that right? You think so?
Before you guys.
Is that right? Absolutely.
You want to know why?
No.
You want to know why? Because we don't have the stupidest rule in all of sports.
Which is what, the facial hair?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I care. I couldn't play for the Yankees.
They could pay me $1 billion and I wouldn't do it.
I'm not shaving.
That is insane.
I have never heard of a contract. It's 3 years with two opt-outs. I've never heard that. It's just basically, signing a prenup.
LeBron does it every year.
It's like signing a prenup.
It's a 1+1.
He's 40 now. You know,
Is he playing like it?
No.
So it's the same thing.
It's just weird. I've never heard of such a thing. You know what? We're gonna go. I'm gonna come to your team, but only for 1 year. And every single year, we're gonna revisit this thing. Or we're not gonna commit to more than just 1 year with you.
He's definitely gonna be on the team for more than 1 year.
You think so?
Yeah.
So then, why do we have an opt out built in? Just in case $40 million a year is less.
In case he hits 50 bombs next year.
Okay.
I don't know.
Man, how is he gonna hit home runs looking up?
Yeah, keep coping.
How's he gonna
keep coping, bro?
We're all just rearranging deck chairs for that guy's team over there, anyway.
Who, mine?
No. Oh,
their odds are like 2-1.
And the Dodgers?
And then the next closest team is 8-1.
Why not?
I hate you, Jay.
Seriously. The Dodgers get the best players.
And they don't pay them.
And they don't have to pay them because they're like, just pay me 5 cents on the dollar. You'll pay me 95 cents when I turn 50. Man,
stupid.
Like in 2035, the Dodgers are going to have to.
They should just declare bankruptcy.
Right.
What if their owner, like his hedge fund, goes under? Then what?
Well, then they'll sell the team back to the McCourts. Find the money underneath the parking lot somewhere. You know?
It's there.
Hour three on the show coming out, Jason McCourty. And by the way, how do you feel? Did you know that you now have company in Dodger fandom?
Oh, yeah. Did you?
From that show?
Yeah, I got the text.
This guy.
Yeah.
He's not a serious person.
I love L.A. And what?
Who said he said that to you?
He texted you. I love L.A.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. And then
Is he really a Dodger fan now? For real? Is there something happened in the parade that you just checked out?
No, they're showing Kelsey's speech on NFL Network from the last time.
Oh, so you thought maybe?
I thought, whoa! Did he outfit change?
But no. Well, I mean, he's in the Mummers outfit, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Dude, is he coming out yet in that? I guarantee you he'll come out in that again. And I don't know.
I don't know. Do you know?
I don't. I have not spoken to him since he and I finished our pregame of the flag football influencers contest of flag football on YouTube on Saturday night.
Quadruple fisting at his party?
Yeah.
Pocket beers.
So, yeah, you've got Del Tufo now as a Dodger fan.
Wow, congrats. Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah, total front runner.
Yeah.
Keep him.
Thank you.
Keep him. He's Thank yours. I don't want to hear it again. Oh, judge this, judge that. Yeah, oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, he will. He will.
It is high. It is far. He is gone.
No, I don't want to hear it anymore.
I learned the K corner. New Jersey.
Can you imagine? You're a Yankee fan your whole life. They do make the World Series, and then you become a Dodger fan.
Well, they'll be in it too, so it'll be fine.
But that's not the point.
I don't have anything nice to say.
So don't say it.
Yeah,
that's why I'm silent. People.
Well, you don't want them, right?
Be silent, Jay. Pound your chest. You want to talk? Here's the floor. Tell us. Tell us about the Dodgers.
Dodgers are amazing. Can't wait to go win another one.
Okay.
Shut up, Jay. Go back to not talking.
Del Tufo might be the only guy who's doing it for the bobblehead.
Yeah,
he wants the bobbleheads.
Remember those tiny bobbleheads that like people were going nuts
they
over?
They were lining up at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, like it's the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Remember we were checking eBay and somebody was selling one for like $41,000.
It was insane. They won one with his dog, right? Didn't they have one with his dog?
Yeah,
too?
That was. Yeah.
Now here comes the Sasaki bobblehead?
Is that
what it is? Did you see that the Dodgers are opening up in Japan and it's going to be Yamamoto and Sasaki, their first two pitchers? Then they'll come home and they'll have Ohtani on opening day.
Yeah, and then Glasnow, and then Blake Snell, and then
which is why on, you on, know. On.
Great.
Yeah, I felt good about the Mets until you just start rattling that
fun
off.
Fun season. Fun season. We're gonna have.
No, and it'll be great for Boston until Alex Bregman. Oh, and he just opted out again. I'm sorry, but he's back. But now he's back.
The Bigger Pockets Podcast Network is your home, get it? For real estate investing.
I am very tired of people saying that your primary residence is not an investment.
Get real talk from real estate pros about investing strategies that work.
I bought a house for $1 and it makes me $1 million.
You can become a real estate millionaire over the course of like 5 or 6 years.
No one needs a stock. No one needs cryptocurrency. They need a house.
Bigger Pockets. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.